This scripture reading and the following address were part of the YouTube streamed worship service from St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on Easter Sunday, March 31st, 2024. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
The Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went towards the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Raised to live forever.
Again, welcome everyone here to this service celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. This is the second of our services here at St Paul's today, the first of which was held this morning and began at least and remained for some good time in the darkness. And eventually, as the service unwound at 6:30 and then beyond, the light began to make its way. What a contrast this day brings. The dawn service this morning commenced in darkness. The brightness of a firelight foretold of the Easter dawn about to break for all of us, for all people. And on the first Easter morn, the Easter dawn broke into the darkness of the whole world. The breaking light heralded in the light of God in the news of the resurrection of Jesus, who just 3 days earlier had been crucified and who had died on a cross. The light of life overcame the darkness of death that first Easter dawn. And the good news Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Thank you. Is again our light this Easter day. The light overcomes the darkness. I sometimes wonder what the contrast must have been like for Mary Magdalene. What was she expecting as she went to the tomb that first morning? In the darkness, only to find the stone rolled away. She was there in grief, I think we can say, with much certainty. And of course, grief manifests itself in so many ways in our lives, doesn't it? Sadness, fear, anger, anxiety. Perhaps this day greets you or others that you know in these ways too. Mary at first didn't recognise her Lord when he first appeared to her, but Jesus speaks her name, Mary. What must that have been like? What is that to know? I mean, I don't fully know what that must have been. I only try to put it into my own life experience somehow. And I'm a grandparent of a three-year-old. And sometimes, it's great being a grandparent because you can do anything most of the time and get away with it, as long as you've got a bunny tail or something. But sometimes we go to visit her, my wife and I, and we come into the room where she is and she's going about whatever she's doing, reading her book or whatever it might be, and we say, "Oh, hi, Evie." And she looks up, and for just that split second, she's not quite sure who it is. And you know, you see her countenance change. Most of the time, she's happy to see us, which is so, such a lovely thing. But what must that change in Mary's face have been? "Here's a gardener. Where have you taken him?" "Mary." He speaks her name. And I can but imagine what her face must have been as she lit up. "Rabboni, teacher." What do you think? How about you this day? John in the Gospel has been preparing us from the get-go. There's a sharp contrast in the Gospel as we read it, this contrast between darkness and light from the very start of the story, from the Christmas beginnings. In John chapter 1 we hear, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." And then, "The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world." From the very start, Jesus comes as light in the darkness of the worst of sin and evil and death, to change the world for you and for me. And on that very first Easter morning, John prepares us while it was still dark. John prepares us for the wonderfully good news of resurrection light overcoming death darkness. How will we receive him this day? What will we do when we too are met by this same risen Lord? Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw the stone had been rolled away. So she ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple, believed to be John. These two go running together to the tomb. They go in and then they go home. And Mary remains. There's Mary still in the darkness outside of the tomb. Angels, just like those at Christmas time, are present. "Why do you weep?" they ask her. And then Jesus himself, risen from the dead, comes forward. And although it takes a little bit of time in the semi-light of that Easter morning, the light does overcome the darkness when Jesus calls her by name, Mary. Wow. Can you imagine it? Jesus, whom she'd grieved over in perhaps utter despair and darkness, is now standing right there for her in the light, and her life is changed. He is the light who shines. And so Mary goes to shine the light in the darkness of others' lives as well. I have seen the Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. The darkness of death had threatened to take over. Mary, in her grief, was it anger, fear, anxiety? But not just her that day, is it? We hear in Luke's gospel of two others on the road travelling to Emmaus that same day. Jesus comes to them and their heads are bowed down. They've lost hope. And he opens their eyes as he unfolds the story for them too. And there are others, as we hear in John's gospel, some who go and hide behind closed doors in fear. Thomas, who lives in the darkness of doubt. That darkness can take so many forms, can't it? And don't we know it too in our lives? And it can be deep, and it can take time, even as Jesus is with us and for us. But, dear friends, the light shines through the darkness. These Sundays during Lent here at St. Paul's, we've been on a journey on the way of the cross with Jesus. We continue on that journey through life always. And like those who have gone before us, we too know all of the feelings. We know the fear, we know the disappointment, we know grief, and we'll know death. And Jesus appears. The same crucified and risen Lord Jesus is here. That's what our worship is. The appearance of the risen Lord Jesus for you and for me and with us. On the base of our altar here, we have the words of invitation to come to a meal later today. And if you're on either end of the space, if you come forward, you'll see that the words for you, today is Jesus for you always. John tells us this amazing reality in chapter 5 when he says, very truly, Jesus says, very truly, let this sink in, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life, and does not come under judgment, but has passed from death to life. The risen Jesus meets you and me today, wherever we are on the journey, whatever the feelings we bring with us. How do you respond? Do you recognize him for you? Here in the Word, invited to the feast of victory. For dear friends in Christ, we are met by the risen Lord. We who know Jesus knows us like he knows Mary by name too. Your name and mine. On Good Friday here, we sang of the power of the cross. And in one of the verses, we sang, oh, to see my name written in the wood. My name written in the wood. On Easter Day, oh, to hear my name spoken by the risen Lord for me and written in God's book of life. And like Mary, we too are then called to go. Go and tell, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. As Jesus knows your name on his heart, is there someone else who you know whose name sits in your heart this day? Maybe someone whose face you can see, whose heart you hold, someone who needs good news this day perhaps, Who might you be called to tell today or tomorrow, or maybe it's the next day? Perhaps they know what it is to live in a dark place. Jesus meets you and I, calling us by name and going before you and with you in your life to shine the light that he is. We are called and we are able to proclaim good news to people in our lives by the hope that we have in our hearts, given the good news of Jesus' resurrection, to share that joy that we have. That's the call. Jesus' resurrection is the gift for all who receive this good news in faith. For them, for us, we already live this new and eternal life here on earth and looking forward to it in heaven to come, changed by resurrection life. It is a stark contrast, isn't it? The darkness giving way to light, death overcome by God's gift of resurrection life. For you, who Jesus knows by name. So go and tell. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.